You're listening to Real World News, Food Sovereignty and GMO.
Interview with Marixa Arevalo from Madre Tierra, Friends of the Earth Honduras. On September the 16th, Honduran social organizations protested outside the National Congress to demand a moratorium to mining concessions granted to transnational corporations, a policy that has become the trademark of Porfirio Lobo's coup regime. Tegucigalpa is falling to pieces. There are many landslides due to the operation of the mining companies. The city is sinking, said Marixa Arevalo, member of the Honduran member organization Madre Tierra, Friends of the Earth Honduras. Arevalo has participated in the sustainability school, organized every year by Friends of the Earth, Latin America and the Caribbean. There, she is sharing the experience of Honduras with reference to this issue, especially the work carried out by Ecovida Compa. The activist also denounced the abuses by Lobo's administration, which are no longer covered by the mass media, despite the fact that the same crimes are committed since June 28, 2009. The situation of environmental activists is getting worse, and young people are repressed and murdered. Social organizations have to work together in order to succeed, she said. Madre Tierra coordinates actions with the movements of victims and people affected by climate change. Now in Honduras, according to Arevalo, there are serious problems in terms of food supply in the cities due to the strong storms that have hit the country in the past few months, which have ruined the crops.
You're listening to Real World News.